This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The key indicator in the American economy right now, I think we can all agree, is inflation. And to that end, we got the January Consumer Price Index this morning. Prices up 6.4% last month versus a year earlier, as you've surely heard by now. That is, for the record, the seventh straight month of year-over-year cooling of consumer prices. But month to month, that is December to January, prices rose 0.5%, thanks in part to the rising cost of food and housing and gas. Another thing, though, that changed between January and December, the formula that the Bureau of Labor Statistics uses to calculate that headline number. Marketplace's Savannah Marr explains why that matters.
The folks at the BLS aren't just tasked with measuring economic changes. They also have to make sure their measuring tools keep up with the times.
So this is a big reason why their jobs are hard.
Wendy Edelberg with the Brookings Institution says tracking the changing cost of things like food, rent, and energy is half the battle.
That's only meaningful, really, if we talk about how important each one of those things is to your overall family budget.
Edelberg says the formula that price changes are plugged into needs to reflect how consumers are actually spending their money. For a while now, the BLS has adjusted the items in its metaphorical basket of goods and the weight assigned to each item every 2 years, says former BLS Commissioner Erica Groshen.
It's now going to update that market basket every year.
And it's going to use consumer spending data from just one calendar year rather than the average of two.
And that's a very good thing, because particularly in a time of rapid price changes, people adjust what they spend money on.
According to Groshen, more frequent updates based on more recent data will give us a more accurate snapshot of inflation. BLS economist Jonathan Church says it's important to try to get that number right, because the CPI is used to calculate a lot of other things, like cost of living adjustments for Social Security payments.
Thousands and thousands of contracts throughout the U.S. in which wages or rents are tied to the CPI. Many states have laws that tie increases in the minimum wage to the CPI.
And it's one measure of inflation that the Fed uses to inform monetary policy. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.